hopefully for the community, it gives them that safe cycle or footpath at the moment that they can use. And, you know, their kids can go out and they haven't got to be worried about the main road and cars and traffic. And for us as a family, the biggest thing, yes, to commemorate Adam, but also to stop anybody having to go through what we've been through. And that's, you know, that's massive. Pretty common knowledge that it's not been plain sailing, but we've just, you know, obviously, you know, myself, my mum, my dad are just eternally grateful for, I think, you know, our trustees. They've been absolutely magnificent. You know, there's been times where it has felt just completely out of reach and just something that we're not going to be able to achieve. And they've been there just to support us and keep us going and keep us on the right track. And, you know, the support from members of the public as well has just been magnificent. You know, you can't quite believe that 14 years later, people are still, you know, you're just liking a post or sharing a post on social media, or, you know, your passing comment in the street. It's just absolutely amazing. It just seems surreal, if I'm honest. It doesn't quite seem like we've done it, even with people sending nice messages and supporting. It's kind of, it's taken a little bit of time to sink in that we've actually got that sort of fitting tribute to him on the signs.